backing away from his promise to deal with the farm bill in the lame duck session. Speaker John Boehner, Republican of Ohio, has a fiscal cliff plan B out there right now. It's being talked about a great deal. It extends the current estate tax break. That's very important for U.S. agriculture, but it leaves more sweeping tax reform and a farm bill until 2013. Boehner's fallback plan extends the Bush tax cuts for incomes up to $1 million and is the first concrete sign lawmakers in either party are intent on averting a lapse in the death tax break back to a mere $1 million exemption and a 55% rate above that. American Farm Bureau senior economist Bob Young takes a look at that.
It has been included in Boehner's package at a $5 million exemption rate and 35% tax rate, basically continuing where we are today. And it's important that at least somebody's recognized that we've now got some relatively few number of days, and we still haven't done anything to fix this problem.
President Obama has called for a 45% estate tax rate on estates above $3.5 million, and Farm Bureau would ideally like no death tax. But Boehner's plan, seen as a political move to shift fiscal cliff pressure back on the Democrats and the president, may already be dead in the Democratic-controlled Senate. Young says no deal means even not-so-big farms will get hit hard.
We've got land prices in Illinois that are going for $10,000 an acre. So, you know, just do the arithmetic and you're talking about a 1,000-acre farm. And that assumes that there's no equipment, there's no buildings, there's no nothing else associated with the farm but just the dirt.
But even $2 or $3 million worth of dirt gets hit very hard.
A $2 million farm or a couple thousand acre farm or whatever, their most illiquid asset, the land itself, represents the majority of the value of the farm. You're going to have to sell off some of the farm in order to pay that tax bill.
That would be risking the farm's very ability to survive, according to Bob Young with American Farm Bureau. Boehner's Plan B averts no across-the-board budget cuts, and it has, as we mentioned, no farm bill. Senate Agriculture Committee Chair Lady Debbie Stabenow leveled perhaps her strongest farm bill criticism yet at the House GOP.
Republican leadership of the United States House of Representatives does not consider the security, the livelihood of 16 million people who live in rural America across this country to be a priority, worth including in a final list of things that need to get done.
In a sign that the farm bill may not get done this year, and an admission by some of the lead senators, including Ms. Stabenow, Missouri's Claire McCaskill, and others have offered an amendment to a Hurricane Sandy disaster bill to cover farm, ranch, and fruit drought and wildlife disasters, aid that was originally packaged in the Senate-passed farm bill, as well as the House Ag Committee's farm bill. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.